Hey guys, good morning. Happy Sunday to you. Blessed Sunday. This is Danielle Clayton here, coming to you with just, you know, some words of advice and some words of wisdom that I picked up along the way, which I apply to myself as well too. So first of all, I have to open up by saying Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers out there, and Happy Father's Day to all of the father figures as well too, who's playing a huge role in the lives of many individuals. So let's go ahead and jump right in. So what I'm going to be talking about today is fatigue, refueling for renewed service. So many of us battle with that. I know that I battle with that too, because I sometimes will tend to overextend myself, but you have to find that balance, right? So what I want to talk about to you is fatigue. Fatigue, it can make a nag of anyone. Nothing goes further to make a woman less capable to cope with unruly children, household or job crisis, and thousands of other mundane irritations. Scripture often offers ways for women to reduce fatigue and avoid weariness. So how is that? Okay, so support from an understanding husband or close friend helps you handle pressure and stress more effectively. Knowing that someone not only knows about the burdens, but comes along to help you bear up the load, makes every crisis more tolerable. Also, women are refreshed and invigorated by being able to walk away from burdens, even for a few hours. Such time for yourself, it can provide renewal of energies and revival of spirit, and it can produce creativity and recreate productivity. Women need to guard against overcommitment. Okay, that's a huge one, because we feel as if we, you know, have to overextend ourselves. Even good and godly pursuits must be weighed against the purposes of God. You must learn to say no, determined to slow your frantic pace. Resist the temptation to add more and more to your schedule. Busyness is not necessarily godliness. Perhaps your R&R should be become reprioritizing responsibilities and rethinking free time. Being tired is a physical affliction. Being weary, on the other hand, is a spiritual attitude that results in part from blaming God for your own sinfulness. Life will never free you from fatigue, but fatigue can bring you to the point of setting aside the mundane cares of the world in order to open your heart and soul to the Lord. God can use fatigue to cause you to look to Him for satisfaction, to administer correction as He pulls His hand back of strength to force your body to slow down for refueling and to prepare you for a greater challenge. So God has promised to satisfy fully the weary soul and replenish faithfully the soulful heart. Sometimes that means He makes me to lie down, right? Going back to Psalms 23, verse 2. Physical frailties may cause you to miss earthly fun and fellowship, but spiritual resources will enable you to go stronger on the bed of affliction. So once again, this is Danielle here, coming to you with just some words of encouragement about refueling yourself for renewed service. Thank you so much for tuning in, and be sure to go back and listen to previous episodes as well. Please share if you care. Thank you, and have a wonderful, blessed, and refreshed day.